As I went a-wandering through the Ozark Hills, I heard an old fiddler play. The tune that I heard as my mule jogged along was a song my mama once sang. It seemed to come from the highest hill and echoed along on the breeze. And every note that the old fiddler played, it brought back the memories to me. I know someday I'll go back that way up there where the wild roses grow, and once again hear that old fiddler play them songs of long ago. In my memory I still can see the cabin where I was born. My mama singing a low melody as she rocked me in her arms. I know someday I'll go back that way up there where the wild roses grow, and once again hear that old fiddler play them songs of long ago. Echo Waltz, that is. You're as sweet as the red rose in June, dear. I love you, adore you, I do. But each night through Loveland we wander, sweetheart. Tell them the story anew. Out of the blue sky a dark cloud came rolling, breaking my heart in two. Don't leave me alone, for I love only you. You're the one rose that's left in my heart, the one rose. He'll be coming down the road at the break of day, with his hat thrown back and his guns tied low. He's coming after Jenny, wants to take her away, but I won't let her go. He boasted in town that she loved him, said she'd be his with the sun. And if anyone tried to stop him, why, there'd just be another notch on his gun. They say he's headstrong and he's handsome, his hair blows wild and free. Well, he's got a whole lot in common, 'cause he's a lot younger than me. He hasn't had much education, hasn't worked a day in his life. He's a-living with some older woman. They say she's another man's wife. She wants him, she needs him, and she loves him. She buys his clothes and his meals, and when she finds out he's gone, why, she'll be praying. And Lord, I know just how she feels. The sun's at his back as he's coming, and a smile that's curling his lips. His right hand is slowly descending to that six gun that rests on his hip. Then his lower lip starts into trembling, and he starts a-crying as he looked up at me.
I picked him up and I said, son, you're only 4 years old, and little Jenny, why, she's only three. So come on into the house and let's have some cookies and milk. We did, and his tears turned into a smile. I called up his mom and I walked him home. And now Jenny's safe, at least for a little while.
Wreck of number 1262. That's getting up there pretty high. Peter Richardson has a bluegrass sort of tune called Yonder Stands Little Maggie. Peter, how's that thing go?
Or yonder stands little Maggie with a dram glass in her hand. She's drinking that poison whiskey and courting some other man. Oh, sometimes I have a nickel, sometimes I have a dime, sometimes I have $10 just to go little Maggie's fun. Pretty flowers were made for blooming, stars were made to shine, little girls were made for loving, little Maggie was made for mine. Well, it's march me down to the station with my suitcase in my hand. I'm going away to leave you. I'm going to some far distant land. Or yonder stands little Maggie with a dram glass in her hand.
Thank you, Peter. Got a thing here. It's a city blues thing. I first heard it. Josh White was doing it. And it's got a philosophy all its own. It's called Nobody Wants You When You're Down and Out. I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, I didn't care, taking my friends out for a mighty good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. But then I began to fall so low, didn't have a dollar, no place to go. Well, if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till the eagle grins. Nobody wants you when you're down and out. In your pocket, not one penny. And your friends, when you get back on your feet again, everybody wants to be your long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without any doubt. Nobody wants you when you're down and out. Some of them fit and some don't. Dale Kreider has written a few. But here's one by a fellow named Shel Silverstein. You may not have heard of Shel, but he's written some Florida songs. This one about a man named Jesse Langtree. It's a good cracker type song that got incest and a mystery and a bottomless well. They say there he sits in his big white wicker rocker, eating candy-coated cashews, drinking orange lemonade, while a sweet young thing fans the flies from off his eyebrows. He's a-dozing in the green Catawba shade. They say that Jesse Langtree's got it made. Little bit south of the Okeechobee, there's a story that the swamp folks tell, about a mean old man named Jesse Langtree, a pretty young girl, and a bottomless well. Now the water's cold, but that don't matter. How deep it is, no one can tell. Drop in a stone, you never hear it splatter. It just goes down, down forever in the bottomless well. Through 15 miles
of snakes and gators, with a raging fever and a trembling chill. I wandered lost through the Okeechobee, and there I seen them sitting there by the bottomless well. I asked her for a drink of water, and as Jesse slept, we talked a spell. She said she was his wife and daughter, yeah. But his heart was cold and as lonely as a bottomless well. And as he slept, I bent to kiss her. I heard a loud and a jealous yell. I felt my head explode in darkness. Two big hairy arms picked me up and dragged me to the bottomless well. And I woke up in fear and trembling, looking down in the jaws of hell. He held me high above his shoulders, gonna throw me down, down, down in the bottomless well. Now here I sit in Jesse's big white rocker, eating his candy-coated cashews and drinking orange lemonade, while that sweet young thing fans the flies from off of my eyebrows. I'm a-dozing in the green Catawba shade, enjoying the things that Jesse Langtree made. Now some folks say that sweet thing pushed him, but I was there, and I swear he fell. But it's not murder, 'cause he's not dead yet. He's still falling, remember? Going down, down forever in the bottomless well. You know, as I started looking around for Florida songs, I didn't find many. So I figured what I best do then is just do my own. So I looked back in some of the reports of what's happened around Alachua County, and I came up with this little piece. I was going to call it Payne's Prairie and Noonan's Lake, but that didn't work, so I call it Vita Chuco. Vita Chuco. Searching for gold, demanding what did not exist. When Chief Vita Chuco explained there was none, De Soto put irons on his wrist. Then Chief Vita Chuco had a great feast, told tales across the campfire about the vast riches beyond the Swanee. Told the Spaniards to search over there. Then the Indian knives met the big Spanish swords and were broken in the battle at night. Chief Vita Chuco slashed De Soto's face, but he lost his own life in the fight. When DeSoto recovered, his rage was still high. He said, bring all those Indians to me. Then he slaughtered 1,200 and he laughed as they died. Then he marched on across the Suwannee. So the Indians waited, came back again to the prairie in the hope to remain. But the white man still wanted the lush prairie land. So they fought the new leader, King Payne. Colonel Dan Noonan brought troops to a lake. King Payne brought his warriors there too. He routed the soldiers, but he lost his own life. As Indians usually do. Then the soldiers came back, for they always returned. Drove the Indians off of their land. Fired 400 villages and watched them all burn. And ended the struggle Vita Chuco began. Now there are no more Indians in North Florida. There's no more land for the white man to take. There's only a prairie named for King Payne. And for Colonel Dan Noonan, a lake. 400 years have gone by since that night. Vita Chuco slashed DeSoto's face. Now white men are living on King Payne's prairie. They're sailboating on Dan Noonan's lake. Somehow, 'cause you are proving untrue. Why should I be so lonely? Why should I be sad? Though another is taking from me the best pal I've ever had. He's taking the sunshine with her, leaving the clouds for me. Why should I be so lonesome when there's nobody lonesome for me? Makes me lonely. They bring to my mind the sweet happy times when your love was only for me. But why should I be so lonely? Why should I be sad? Though another is taking from you the best pal I've ever had. Taking the sunshine with her, leaving the clouds for me. Why should I be so lonesome when there's no
nobody lonesome for me.
Friends, it's been a mighty, mighty long time since I've tried to do this song, but I dug it out, so we'll try and see if we can get through it here. It's called Little White Horse Chimney. Where the Mississippi's flowing on that sunny southern shore, and a steamboat comes a-puffin' around the bend, there's a little old log cabin with a grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end. I'm a-going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who love me all alone again. To the little old log cabin with a grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end. I went away up north, where they told me I would find money hanging like apples on a tree. It was there my sweetheart told me there was nothing left to find, and the weather was so cold I thought I'd freeze. I'm a-going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who love me all alone again. To the little old log cabin with a grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end. I could see the smoke arising from the little chimney top to welcome me and greet me with a grin. And I know that I'll start running, and I know I'll never stop, till I end up in that cabin on my knees. I'm a-going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who love me all alone again. To that little old log cabin with a grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end.
Turns to gold again, and the rain.
night.